before Christmas, five burst pipes, and there's a wee bit of residual damage. Don't, when you go into the hall, don't, well, the hall where the catering is fine, wasn't touched at all, but the toilets in the corridor, don't look up, because you'll see all the damp spots on the ceiling, and watch your feet, because there's a dehumidifier still going to try and absorb some of the liquid that's in the atmosphere. Because of that, there is no hot water in the toilet, the hot water. So all the hot water for our service today is through urns and kettles and things, but there is cold water. Also, if you're feeling thirsty, the only drinking water, because it has to go through filters and all sorts of things, is in the kitchen. And currently there's two very stressed ladies there thinking, how many is coming? Can you not stop them now? We've got enough, but no, I hope that you will be able to go across and join with us all afterwards. But please just be careful. That's the bottom line when we go to the hall. There is a toilet here as well, but there's a hall for use. Our service today is going to be shorter probably than normal, and it is, the technology is also broadcasting, I think, subject to, I'm seeing Jim Buchan's phone trying to get a service. So we hope that it will be getting somewhere, but if not, through that it's on for some reason or other just now. But the new floodlighting, we receive checks from the thrift shop and the textile fund, and we're hoping to get other grants to help pay for it. So the new floodlights in on at Moneymusk. I think these are the intimations. I will be sitting around a bit here hopefully working the technology, and so I'll invite Neil to come up for our call to worship.
Thank you, Ewan. What a joy to be here. Burst pipes and all. lovely to be with you all here today. Our call to worship, let us, when we're faced with challenges, when the way before us is dark, when we're not sure what to do, let us be assured that God is ready to bless us and to bring us through it all. And so we come today to praise and to pray. And let's do just that as we sing our opening song, Jubilate, Everybody.
I meant to say some of the music we sing along with a choir type, it's just off YouTube, some of it's just words, but you'll work that one out as we go along. Maybe if we can all stand.
Jubilate, jubilate, Together, let us pray. Holy and eternal God, we come before you this day in praise and in thanksgiving, bringing every aspect of ourselves to this time of worship. We come in anticipation. We come in penitence. We come rejoicing. We come in expectation of hearing your voice, expectation of what you might teach us and what we might learn. We come in readiness to do your will. We come as recipients of your generous and eternal love. We are your people of faith. We are made in your image. We are your beloved. And we gather today with praise which is matched with awareness. Our awareness of the ways in which we might like our lives to be different. Awareness of our need of forgiveness and understanding. Gracious God, forgive our indifference. When the diversity of your creation is incomprehensible to continue to grow in faith, a commitment to embrace the forgiveness you offer, and a commitment to continue to search for your Spirit's guidance in everything that we do. Lord, we appreciate everything you have given us. You've given us opportunity and this chance to worship together. You've given us faith, which you promise can move mountains. You've given us hearts to know you, voices to praise you, hands to serve you, and minds to discern your will. May our worship today speak powerfully of your will for each of us and your will for your church. May we find strength in our unity. May we rejoice in being a part of this community of faith. And may we seek to know others as you know us. Hear our prayers as we offer them in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen.
We're going to sing again. Be still and know that I am God. And it's just one that there is music, there's no singing along with it. So if you're able, can I ask you please to stand?
Be still and know that I am God. Our reading today comes from the book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 5 to verse 14. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way to get there?" Jesus answered him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except by me. Now that you have known me," he said to them, "you know my Father also, and from now on you do know him and you have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father. That is all we need." Jesus answered, "For a long time I have been with you all, yet you do not know me, Philip. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Why then do you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe, Philip, that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I have spoken to you," Jesus said to his disciples, "do not come from me. The Father who remains in me does his own work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. If not, believe because of the things I do. I am telling you the truth. Whoever believes in me will do what I do. Yes, he will do even greater things because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask for in my name, so that the Father's glory will be shown through the Son. If you ask me for anything in my name, I will do it." May the Lord bless the teaching, the reading of his word.
Our God is a God who makes friends. If you're able, please stand as we sing it together. Now, I should say there is no prizes. Competition isn't encouraged in this church. We simply are cheerleaders for each other. But if all of you don't get more than 7 out of 10, the ministers are all going to resign. because it's really simple. It's a quiz about knowing Jesus. And there's 10 questions on the back of the order of service. There is, if you want to tick, there's pens at the end of the pews, but don't worry if you don't want to do that. But you can tick, it's multiple choice to make it even easier. So, it's... I don't think you can phone a friend because Jim's standing hanging out the window trying to get a service. So I'm not convinced that that will work. But the questions will all come up. It's just a video I've downloaded off the internet. But the questions will come up with three, and there's 10 seconds to do it. And then you can do it with neighbours. You can confer if you want. And it will lead me on to blethering afterwards. So, you'll see you get the answers. But try to fill the question before you get there. There doesn't seem to be much conferring. Now, did anybody get under 5? No, I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding. I'm hoping that most of you got most of the answers. But well done. Well done. But it's not that important if you didn't get them all because you're too busy chatting with your neighbours anyway. So that was what it was. But I found this quiz about knowing Jesus. And actually, all you did was show that you knew facts about Jesus. And one of the great things about bringing everyone together is that the folk in Clooney and Moneymusk have known of Kenny and Kintore, Echt and Midmar, Blairdaff, Chapel of Geary. But now that we're coming together in these services, it's a chance to get to know people. Okay, just a little bit, because until you spend a lot of time, you don't know people. And I've been here 30 years, and there's folk in my congregation who I still can't remember their names, because I'm just not designed that way. Thankfully, I've got a wife who stands on my shoulder and speaks to me and says, oh, this is such and such. And so I will know who people are. But we need to learn to know one another. One of the joys that I have found over the last 3 years or so is that while I knew Neil and Sheila, and Joshua, by the way, can't be here because he's got a stomach bug and so decided it was better. And I have to be honest, I was delighted when he said he wasn't able to come, and Sheila and Tosi. I've got to know them, not just, oh, I know Neil is the minister of Kintore, or Sheila is the minister of Echt and Midmar, and we saw them at Presbytery. But we meet every week. Indeed, with Stella at the back from Blairdaff, Chapel of Geary, not last Wednesday, but the Wednesday before, we breakfast together. Lovely air-fried bacon rolls, by the way. And we had a lovely time together before talking about business. And it's been great to get to know my colleagues as friends. And that's, to me, part of this journey that we're having. And it's part of the journey of people of faith. It's one thing knowing the facts about Jesus, but we have to actually spend time getting to know Jesus. We all know, hopefully, that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. But we need to spend time thinking about what that means to us. And people say to me, how can I know Jesus apart from just reading the Bible? I'm thinking, that's a good start. How can I know Jesus? Because he lived 2,000 years ago. Well, you and I know that Jesus is still around through the Spirit. That we have to make that journey to spend time in prayer, in Bible reading, in worship, coming to know more and more of Jesus and letting his life, his love, his teaching impact on us. So in this journey together that we are embarking on, that we've been starting 3 years ago, let's, as well as getting to know one another, let's share opportunities where we can learn together and know more about Jesus. Because folks, with the best will in the world, we can do all the planning, we can do all of the administration, we can do everything, but there's no point if we don't know Jesus. And Jesus has got to be the foundation upon which we build the future of the church. I made a joke at the start saying this is a kind of the numbers that we get for a funeral. But somebody said to me as I were walking up the stairs, it's like the good old days. And I said, it doesn't need to be the good old days. It could be the good new days as we come together and share and celebrate and know Jesus. End of story. We're going to sing together. We're going to sing the hymn, Bind Us Together, Lord. If you're able, can I ask you please to stand?
Bind us together, Lord, bind us.
I'm going to show you another video. Now, the first three wee parts of the video were actually taken from an advert for a bus company. But don't, the point is suitable for us as well. It's something that hopefully you'll get an idea of why I've played it. Then in the middle, maybe some of my younger ones will know who the people in yellow are. And then we finish with ants. The point of it is we're better working together. So I'm not going to make any more comment. I would just say after our second prayer, we'll then have the three pieces of music, one after the other. So just remain standing for the holy, holy, holy. Then you shall go out with joy. And then we sing a blessing to each other in the church here. So let's just, hopefully, you'll get a bit of a laugh as well. Don't try that at home. Sometimes we need to be carried. Sometimes we need to defeat our fear. And all times we work together to achieve our goals. Let's join together in prayer.
Sorry, Joshua. This is me doing my best Joshua impression. dear me, how do I follow that? Oh, dear, dear, dear. We come to bring our prayers to God. Let us pray. Almighty God, today we have asked questions about Jesus and tried to answer them. They were simple. They were easy ones. They were ones that we know from Sunday school and reading the Bible and just being your people. But Lord, there are bigger questions that people find harder to answer. And so just as we have heard you speak to us about being together, about being your people, so we come now to ask you to help those who are asking bigger, deeper, more difficult questions. We pray for those who are asking questions about the future. Folks who have difficult choices regarding their work, their future. The choices that lie before them. Through your Spirit, would you grant them wisdom, we pray. We pray for those who ask questions that affect many other people. People who have power over families, companies, churches, communities, countries, armies. Where the answers they find for their questions affect not only them, but many, many others. Lord, grant them integrity. Grant them wisdom to find answers to those questions. We pray for those who ask questions in fear. Fear over their health. Fear about their relationships. Lord, grant them the experts that they need to find the answers to those questions. Doctors, medical staff, psychologists. Lord, we pray for people who ask questions that have no answers. Questions in times of bereavement, disappointment and failure, where no easy answers can help. We pray, Lord, for them that you would grant them patience and courage to face the questions before them, even if there are no immediate answers. And so finally, we place ourselves in your hands with all our questions and yet with all of our abilities. Grant us the grace, we pray, to offer answers, helpful answers, useful answers to those who are in need, who are hungry, who are lonely, even if the answer is simply our presence with them in their time of questioning. Lord, we thank you that you are with us in our time of questioning. And so we lift all these prayers together to you in the words that Jesus taught us. And we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
So shall we stand for the final three pieces of music? Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, followed by You Shall Go Out With Joy, and then followed by May the Lord Bless You and Keep You. Can I ask you to stand? Thank you. Please be seated, folks. If you are going for a cup of tea, and I hope many of you will do, if you're going through the door that's just down the steps, that would be the best way. And it's been lovely worshipping with you today. Thank you for coming. I'm afraid I've put
you're
a pic.
Best of any of you today.
All right.
Well done, everybody. I would say, if this has been any Hinghia Church's future, well done indeed. And it's three cheers to all the people who have worked for your best to happen. Thank you.
Just in case you think, what was that all about? It's a tradition at Blair Daff Chapel of Gailey to have a good news spot, and a lovely gentleman often stands up with some good news. I've learned so much about the weather and farming and all sorts of things over the course of the last couple of years, but thank you very much for these kind words. It's great.